I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel according to John, chapter 19. John 19. You know, I read the other day that someone had said that for a believer wants to hear the declaration of God's Word. That's what they want to hear. They're not interested in being dazzled, have their ears tickled. Just tell me what the Spirit of God has revealed. That's enough. If you went to the reading of a will, and you knew that there was nothing in there that pertained to you. There's not one thing going to be, got your name on it or something. Do you know how boring that would be? I'm just sitting here But if the will is concerning you, you want to hear everything just exactly the way that will is written. I want to know just exactly what's in it. Today, I want us to take verses 19 to 22 in chapter 19 of the Gospel of John. And I want to hear just exactly and pray that the Spirit of God would give us understanding, give us a heart. Now listen, I'm going to say something. I want to believe this. I want to believe it. I believe it and I want to believe it. And I want the Lord to teach me. The older I get, the more ignorant I realize I am. Things that I thought I really had a handle on, I'm thinking, Lord, help me. John 19:19-22. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Now, today, the day that we're looking at here in these scriptures is the day of redemption. This is the day that the open manifestation of what Almighty God has eternally seen is coming to pass. The Father had seen this day eternally. The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Here is the Son of Man, the only begotten of the Father, the one in whom the Father is well pleased. This is the one that the Father first trusted. And here he is, according to God's everlasting covenant of grace, laying down his life, according to his word, for the sheep. The Lord said concerning his crucifixion, no man taketh my life. I lay it down. I am absolutely convinced that upon his heart was the names of everyone for whom he was dying. He said, I know my sheep. Do you know I know every one of my kids' names? You know that? I can name every one of them. I know them. You know how I know them? They're mine. There are four kids. Gabe, Sarah, Hannah, Becca. The Lord knows His own. He told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. I knew you. And I ordained you a prophet. Today, the fulfillment of all that the prophets have spoken is coming to pass. Here is the fulfillment of that brazen serpent being raised up. As Moses lifted up the brazen serpent, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Today, this day right here, the law is going to be honored. Justice is going to be satisfied for all of God's elect. Sin's going to be put away by this one sacrifice for sin. The Lord Jesus Christ shall perfect forever all that are sanctified, set apart, elect, chosen, selected. Look up that word, selected, Micah. All that are set apart. Lord said, this was mine. And Christ is going to put away their sin. The Lord now has laid down Himself. He's nailed to the cross. And the Scripture says in verse 19 and 20, and Pilate wrote a title. That is, a placard. It was just a... Every description I read of it, what that was, it was a piece of paper. Some kind of a placard. It was an inscription. It was usually white, and it had the name of the person being crucified and their accusation put on it. That's what it was. It says, and Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Now, the Scripture does not say anything about Pilate's thoughts and why he wrote that placard, that title, that inscription in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. But without a doubt, this one upon that cross, this is God's only Son. This is God. This is God in human flesh. This is God made flesh. Totally God, totally man. And everything that's going to happen on that cross, I'm going to tell you, is going to be to the honor and the glory and the praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. Upon that placard, now this is what I read, it was always the name and that for which he was accused. Why he was dying. Why he was nailed to that cross. Now I want you to hold your place right there in John just a second. Turn with me to Matthew 27:34. Listen to what Matthew had to say about it under the inspiration of God's Spirit. Like I said now, it was always his name, and for what is he accused? Why is this man dying? Matthew 27:34. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. That for which he was accused. His name is Jesus of Nazareth. What's his accusation? King of the Jews. The scripture says in Matthew 1, 20 and 21, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Here was the Son of God, the Word made flesh, and he was given a name by the Spirit of God. Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. That which is conceived within her is of the Holy Ghost. She's going to have a son. And you're going to call his name Jesus, Savior. That's what that means. Savior. He's going to save his people. He's going to save his people from their sins. But not only did that title say Jesus of Nazareth, giving his name, but it set forth that for which the Jews accused him. This is what they accused him, you know. There was also this inscription, the King of the Jews. Now that's what we just read in Matthew's account. Here was the Lord on the cross and sitting down. They watched him and set up over his head his accusation. Now just to make sure I didn't misunderstand those words, I looked it up. Find out. This is his accusation. That's what Matthew said. Here's what the word means. Crime. His crime to them. His alleged crime to them. Here was the offense. And I'll tell you this. Now listen to me. You say, I'll tell you what, can you believe what they did? Can you believe that they accused him? Called it a crime. That he was the King of the Jews. Can you imagine? I'm going to tell you something. Nothing's changed. Turn with me to Luke 4. Luke 4. Luke chapter 4. Now I'm going to show you why they were mad. Luke 4, verse 24 to 28. Now listen, this is what God has to say. This is what the Lord has to say. Luke 4, 24 to 28. The Lord is standing and he's reading the scriptures. Luke 4, 24. And after he'd read the scriptures, it says, and he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet. None of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. Now let me tell you what he just said. When he read the scriptures, they all were just marveling. This is marvelous. Until he told them who he was. He set forth, he said, in the days of Elijah, there were a lot of prophets in Elijah's, a lot of widows in Elijah's time. But do you know, he said, the Lord didn't send Elijah to any of the widows in Israel. Sent him to a Gentile. And in Elijah's time, there were a lot of lepers, but only Naaman, a Gentile, was cleansed. What he told them was, Almighty God has the right to do whatsoever He will. And He's not obligated to anybody. He's sovereign. He's sovereign. And He rules and reigns and does as He will. The army of heaven among the inhabitants of the earth. Now listen. Listen to the reason that they were mad. And this is what the accusation was. Now listen. They knew the Scriptures. They had the Scriptures. Listen to the Scripture that they were very familiar with. Listen to Jeremiah. I'll read this to you. Jeremiah 23:5. Behold, the days cometh, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch and a king. Now this is in the Old Testament that all these Jews had. And a king, now listen to this, shall reign. He's going to rule. You see, carnal man wants a puppet. I want a God that I can control. I want one that when I exercise my decision. He said, I'm going to raise unto David a righteous branch and a king. A sovereign. That's what a king. I looked it up. I'm going to raise up a king. Look that word up. A sovereign. And he shall reign. And listen to this. And prosper. He's going to have success. And shall execute judgment. You know what that meant? Accomplish the decision. He said, I'm going to raise up a righteous branch. I'm going to raise up the sovereign. And he's going to reign. He's going to rule. And he's going to prosper. He's going to accomplish my will and execute judgment, accomplishing my decision and justice in the earth. He's going to do it in absolute righteousness. I'm going to raise up the king. I'm going to raise up the sovereign. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when He stood before Pilate, He absolutely set forth who He was. Listen to this in John 18:37. Pilate therefore said unto Him, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king, and to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Let me tell you something. The judge of this earth, who is the King of glory, is going to judge every man according to his works in the last day. And he's going to do it in absolute righteousness. He's the sovereign. And he's going to prosper. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He's the king. He's the sovereign. Revelation 17:14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. That's who He is. And that's who they are. Truly, without a doubt, on that title, over His head, Matthew said, put it over His head. Everybody could see it. He was nigh to Jerusalem. Written in three languages. Jesus of Nazareth. The King of the Jews. This is He. This is He. But to those Jews, that title, that wasn't a title of adoration. To them, it was a title worthy of condemnation. You see, what it is his declaration declaring himself to be the King of the Jews was understood by the Jews of him declaring himself to be God. God Almighty. I want you to turn to Zechariah. Zechariah, Zechariah is about a book, maybe a book just before Malachi. Right there at the end. It's just before you get to Malachi. Let's see if it is. Yep, just before Malachi. Zechariah 9:9. Zechariah 9:9. Now listen to this. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, upon a colt, the fold of an ass. They'd seen him. They'd seen him come in. They'd laid those palm branches down. Hosanna to the highest. Zechariah said, this is the way the king, the sovereign, is going to come. The one's going to rule. The one's going to prosper. This is the one that's coming. This is your Lord. This is your God. And these Jews, they heard what he said. I am the king. They voiced their denial of this before the crucifixion. Listen to John 5:18. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. They blasphemously denied it at the crucifixion. Mark 15:32. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. Truly, they did what they did because of the wickedness of their hearts. And all the while accomplishing the purpose of Almighty God. That's what Acts 2:23 says. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. And they were without excuse. They were absolutely no excuse. But then back in John, I want you to look at this. Verse 21. Let's look at verse 20. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Now, the Lord's crucifixion, the Scripture reveals, was very close to Jerusalem. And no one could fail to see. It was right outside the city, outside the gate. And in three languages, Pilate, without a doubt, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Why did Pilate write it in three languages? Because the Spirit of God told him to. He wrote it in Hebrew, the language of the Jews. He wrote it in Greek, the language of the educated world, the Gentiles. And he wrote it in Latin, the language of the Romans that crucified him. Everybody could read it. Written in three languages. And all that gathered around the cross could read his name and that for which he was accused, that they blasphemously refused to believe. They thought, we've got grounds to kill him. We've got grounds to kill him. This man has made himself to be God. But who but the Lord could tell the blessing of that title? Surely, three languages, the word spread. Everybody there could read it. They could read it at least in one of those languages, maybe all of them. But here, in three languages, was the certainty. This is Jesus of Nazareth, and this is the reason he's dying. He's the King of the Jews. This is the Messiah. They meant it for evil. God meant it for good. And who but the Lord could know the impact of that title, that placard, that inscription over the head of the Lord Jesus Christ? There was two thieves there. I don't know. If that one repentant thief, I don't know if he had ever heard anything before that day. I don't know. Scripture doesn't bear it out. But I can tell you this. He heard the Lord speak. And I know there was an inscription over the Lord's head. This is the King of the Jews. This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And all I know is that before that thief took his last breath, he said, "Lord, when you enter into your kingdom," there it is written right there, "this is the King of the Jews. When you enter into your kingdom, would you remember me? Today you're going to be with me in paradise." Verse 21 and 22, "Then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. And Pilate answered, What I've written, I've written." Now let me just share something with you that I saw just a few minutes ago. Before I got ready to preach this. Listen, they have condemned themselves. They have condemned themselves in what they just said. They said with their mouth, Don't write the King of the Jews. This is what we want you to write. He said. We want you to write, "He said, I am King of the Jews." Now I want you to turn just back a few pages to John 12:47. John 12:47-48. Now listen, what did they just say? They said, "Don't write King of the Jews, right, he said." You know what they did? They heard him. They heard him. John 12:47-48. The Lord said, "If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." You know what they just said? "We heard him say." We heard him say. One writer noted that this was the only time in Scripture where these Jews were referred to as the chief priest of the Jews, officiating over the Jews and not faithful to the Lord Himself. They desired Pilate to alter the wording of the title. "Don't write King of the Jews, right? He said he's the King of the Jews. You just condemned yourself." And Pilate said, "What I've written, I've written." Again, the Spirit of God would not allow him to do anything other than what he did. That firm stand that he had taken was contrary to what he had been doing, but right here, the Spirit of God said, that's enough. It's what you're going to write. Oh, brethren, may we rejoice today in the realization of that title, that blessed title placed over the head of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you that believe, this is what you believe. Jesus of Nazareth, He was made flesh, made sin. This is my surety. This is the one in whom I'm placing all of my hope. This is my Lord. This is my God right here. Jesus of Nazareth. There's a man in glory seated at the right hand of the Father. There's a man sitting on the throne of God because He is God. Jesus of Nazareth, the King, the Sovereign, the King of the Jews. Oh, may we join with that repentant thief who was there that day. He cried out for mercy, Lord, remember me. May the Lord bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.